Hello.
Thank you for calling, Chris. Oh, no way, that's you. No way. No freaking way.
Oh, yeah. Hey,
how you doing?
One of your coworkers, I called the same number. The number, and it went to George. It said it went to George, some dude.
Yeah. We have a coworker that's called George. Yeah, what happened to him?
I was like, do you remember me? And it's like, who? I get to go on and tell the day.
Oh, no way he didn't. How dare he? No way. I just, your number popped up on my screen, and I was like, I know who this is. It's my buddy.
Don't copy it. Don't
tell
my information. I know you won't, but, like, I know you're my friend.
What? You're not my buddy?
No, I am.
Okay.
You're not a scammer or nothing. I know you're my buddy, but you're a stranger, kind of. So you're still wondering if I'm a scammer? Yeah, I'm scared that you are, but you're not. You're my buddy.
You're sure I am?
You're not. Are you not? Because people do that. I trust you.
Yeah. Of course. People do that, but I think I explained to you yesterday exactly what we do here, what kind of work it is, and all that.
Yeah.
Oh, if we were scammers and we were highly trained, then I don't think you would be calling in. Right? That would put you in danger. But no.
You'd probably be calling me. Yeah.
Right. And we did. I guess we did call you. Too, because this number was given to us, apparently, this number was given to us by someone who had a legal charge. You know, that they, because they committed a crime, and this number was given to us. I know, but the number was given to us anyway, so it's like, that's why we call you. Because we wanted to steal information or whatever.
How old do you think I am?
You sound like probably 14.
You're close. I'm 12.
Oh, I was going to say 13, too.
I'm about to be 12. 13. I'm in 7th grade.
So you know what? I don't know who the hell put your number down, but it was never our intention to bother you.
I was looking at my voicemails, and it come up on the number. I was like, I don't know. I just want to call that.
Right. Yeah. I don't know why people do that. When they put wrong numbers down or fake numbers. I don't know why. But anyway, on behalf of Restore Pride, I'd like to apologize.
I'm on a bus. Hold on. It's loud.
Oh, all right. Yeah, you're pretty funny. And, you know, it was funny, but, yeah. We didn't intend to bother you or to make you think that we were scammers or trying to steal your info or whatever.
You're fine.
All right.
What was I about to say? All right,
you're
grown man.
Yeah.
Do you have a what?
If I have a what?
Oh. Back there. Hold on. It's a bus driver. Hello?
Yeah, what happened?
Hello? Oh, yeah, that was a bus driver. He's got mad. Do you have a wife?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. What country or state do you live in?
Actually, the company, that we work for decided to hire people from other countries, right? Instead of the United States.
I'm talking about what country do you live in?
It's called El Salvador. I don't know if you heard about it.
You had to learn English, or...
Yeah, no, El Salvador is...
You had to learn English?
Yeah, of course. I learned English on my own.
Did you move?
But this country doesn't, you know, the primary language is Spanish. Yeah. It's a very dangerous country. You probably heard that. Like, it wasn't the top five. Hey, did you hang up? Oh, okay. Take care, little buddy.